It's All Things Considered on WNYC. I'm Amy Eddings in New York. Disaster responders from our area are in Moore to help with the search and rescue operation. Kate DeShino is an emergency response coordinator with AmeriCare's disaster response team. It's based in Stamford, Connecticut. She arrived in Moore earlier today and joins us now. Hi, Kate. Welcome to WNYC.
Hi, Amy.
We've seen images of entire blocks reduced to rubble, vehicles that appear to have been tossed around like toys. Tell us about conditions on the ground. What have you seen?
We're about 10 minutes outside of Moore as we speak. The cell service is extremely spotty, and there's people without power, and there's limited water sources. And as you look around, it's extremely heart-wrenching, and the damages are just breathtaking.
Can you describe what you're seeing? I understand that emergency responders have had difficulty getting to some communities because roads are blocked with debris. Some roads are even damaged. There are no street signs. Nothing's recognizable. How are you guys getting around?
There are courageous efforts that are being undertaken by first responders, emergency professionals, and volunteers. There are extremely difficult circumstances, and the situation is extremely fluid, meaning there's traffic that you would wait for hours in order to re-enter a community, and there's definitely debris that prohibits people from going back into their homes, as well as seeking access to health care and other critical services.
What's your primary mission while you're in Moore?
AmeriCares is meeting the health needs of the residents that are impacted by these tornadoes. Primarily, we're focusing on residents who have been displaced and unable to go back to their homes, and those who are injured, whether they're critically injured or having minor injuries. That's the primary focus, is on those life-saving and immediate needs. And we know, as the situation continues to develop, there are going to be other health-related needs, and AmeriCares is focusing on restoration of health services, and then as time moves on, we know that mental health is of critical importance.
You volunteered during Sandy. Are there any lessons that you learned from that and other disasters that you've helped with that you're bringing with you to Oklahoma?
Absolutely. And doing disaster response is something that AmeriCares has years of experience in. And we know that in times of disasters, residents who are impacted lack access to medications, for example, chronic care medications such as insulin that needs to be refrigerated. So as you can imagine, with a loss of power, it puts some of these residents in very tenuous circumstances. One of the things that we've heard is that two dialysis centers in the immediate area have been destroyed. So for those patients needing those types of medications, it can be very scary. And in addition to those types of chronic care medications, where AmeriCares is providing tetanus vaccines so that responders and residents can go in and safely clean up, as well as basic hygiene items. So for residents who have been evacuated or displaced from their homes and are in shelters right now, that they don't have access to things that you would pick up at a drugstore, basic comfort items, soap, shampoo, hygiene items. AmeriCares is also providing those types of items.
So how can people in our area help the people of Moore and the other suburbs of Oklahoma City that were affected by this tornado?
The best thing that you can do if you want to help is make a cash donation. So one of the other things you can do is stay posted. AmeriCares has information posted on our website at AmeriCares.org, and there are many other great organizations that are working in the area to meet these immediate needs of disaster survivors.
Kate DeShino is an emergency response coordinator with AmeriCares Disaster Response Team based in Stamford, Connecticut. She joins us on the phone from Moore, Oklahoma. Thank you, Kate.
Thank you.
This is WNYC.